introduction. Amen. Now you're caught up with my life experience. Amen. But Jeremiah 33, verse number 14. And behold, the day cometh, saith the Lord, and I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. Boy, isn't it thankful that God's got some promises in the Word of God?
Yes.
Like, we don't have to go this alone. Amen.
Man.
Isn't it wonderful that God has good things for us? He's been good to us. Amen. Hey, if you've been through some hard times this year, amen. Already.
Amen.
Amen. I was like, I started the first of the year off with a bang. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want you to see this in verse 14. Behold, he's trying to remind us. Behold, that God's got some promises for us. Seek out some promises this next year from the Word of God. Hey, we're going to need them. COVID didn't go away. It just went around the corner and said peekaboo.
Yep.
Amen. I'm just telling you, sickness and colds and flus and all of these things and bad weather, amen? And I understand, if you can't get out, if you can't get here because bad weather, do what you need to do, amen? I'm not picking on anybody, but I'm just telling you, the devil's going to throw things at us, but we're going to continue on, amen? Because we know the end of the story. We need to tell, amen? He said we could tell, amen? Let's tell the story of Jesus, amen? I'm going to tell you something. Well, I'm thankful God's good to us, amen?
Amen.
And boy, we had this year where I was praying and running out of time. And our old plow guy that we had for several years has gone out of business and done something different. And he called me, and I've been praying for several months, Lord, give us a good plow company. And of course, we did get one. And of course, he's doing a wonderful job. And of course, it costs money to maintain those equipment and all of those things. And so we're thankful for a Christian. But I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some things that slow us down.
Yep.
There's going to be some things where we need the hand of God. But behold, God, what he says he's going to do, he'll do. Amen?
Amen.
I hope you're encouraged this morning.
Yeah, come on.
But I'm going to tell you something. We don't have to walk this alone.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm thankful that God's been good to us. Amen? And so I want you to see this in the next part of this verse. And of course, we'll try to be very quickly this morning, as quickly as possible. Amen? I'll try to be short if you guys should be sweet. Amen?
Yeah.
Behold, the day's coming, saith the Lord. Hey, there's some days coming, amen, that's going to have good and bad in them, amen? And I'm going to tell you something. If you're a sourpuss, pucker up. Because bad things are coming. But
yep.
Us that walk with the Lord and love the Lord, amen, and I hope that you love Him, amen, and I hope that you're walking with Him. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Just get as close as you can to the Lord. I'm going to tell you, He'll carry you through. And and we can't let the world sidetrack us because time is too short.
That's right.
Amen. Hey, there's people that need the gospel. We need to be the light of the world. Amen.
Man.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, I normally would say we need to be the salt of the world, but our parking lot has it all.
Amen.
Yeah.
Behold, the day's coming, saith the Lord. I'm thankful that the Lord says some things. I hope He says some things to you. Amen. I hope that there's some things that He's encouraged you. Amen. Hey, we've all been through unique situations, whether it's financial, whether it's sickness, amen. This week, as different people would text me, my mother-in-law, my second mama is here, and you know, I want to tell you something. Boy, this week, as people text me, I said, boy, I'm praying for you. People say they were sick. Several pastors said, hey, we're canceling service because of the ice and the snowstorm and people with COVID and people sick, amen. And I'm for that. If we need to do that, we'll do what we have to do. Amen.
Right.
We're going to do our best for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
But I'm thankful that our church has stayed together as in allowing us to continue to have our service online. Amen. There's people watching.
Yep.
The other week when I was home, the workers have told me that certain people were on or weren't on or whatever in the past. It's not something that we... are trying to get a certain number or anything like that. But you know what? When I was watching at home, the Sunday I was stuck at home, I was watching and there was some family and friends and people that I love and their name would pop up that they were watching the service. This week, helping somebody, they told me, says, well, you know, we watch your service online. I said, well, amen.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And even some people will say, what happened to Brother Ray? You know, and then, of course, my little boy, Michael, Brother Samson, my old phone.
Oh.
Michael has my old phone. So your sermons and stuff come up and all your special messages and things that you do. And last night his phone lit up and he looked at it and he goes, "Hey, I know this guy." That's Brother Samson. Or Brother Dennis. And I said, "Well, you call him Brother Samson." And then Amy said that you said it's okay. And I said, "Okay." They're trying to teach him respect. And so it was just so funny because I thought to myself, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful to kind of go back to those days where we're excited to see other Christians in the things of the Lord?
Yeah.
And where that's our priority. And it was funny because me and Amy just needed to laugh last night. And that just made us laugh. Because he's like, "Hey, I know that guy." You know? And you know, wouldn't it be funny and wonderful if we say we know the Lord and He knows us?
Amen.
And then, "Thus saith the Lord, that I will perform." Boy, He's going to do it. Whatever He says He's going to do, He's going to do. Amen. Yeah. I'm thankful this morning. Amen. What do you need Him to do for you today?
Come on.
What is it? What is it? What is it? All of us have a need. Amen. If you don't have a need, come close because it'll rub off.
Amen.
Because we got needs. Amen. What need do you have? What need? What's going on? Where do you need Him? Amen. And maybe we're really quiet. It is because we have some needs, but maybe it's because we've told Him no where He said He needs us.
Amen.
Think about it.
Come on.
Where are you supposed to be at? Where am I supposed to be at? And I'm going to tell you this week, somebody wanted something from me, and Brother James, I was like, Brother Ben James, it's not that I didn't want to help. It's just sometimes we get so much to do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I stopped, and I just laughed, because I said, this is going to be one of those days. I can already tell, because the devil doesn't want you to do good.
Right.
But God has it. If you have a need, think about all those things that God has a need. And He doesn't need us, but He wants us. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? But maybe there's some things that we need to say, "Lord, I told you no here, but I'm asking for this." Maybe He's waiting for you and I to do what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. Amen. If you told Him no, did you know that you really don't have that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
But yet, how many of us exercise a right we don't have?
Mm.
Moving right along, since I think I just made friends. But I want us to see in verse 14, "that I will perform that good thing which I have promised." Hey! Boy, get some promises out of the Word of God, amen? Become an old Christian.
Yeah.
Become an old Christian. Have some old promises that we're claiming, amen?
Come on.
Amen.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, get some promises. He'll never leave me and forsake me. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I said, "Lord, I hope Mom and Dad have the same thing." You know, I had my pinky stuck in their trunk door. I was like, "Oh, I hope those old people didn't go to bed." Because their bedroom's on the other side of the house.
Amen.
But I love my mom and dad. I appreciate them. And I was like, but you know what? He'll never leave us nor forsake us. We don't have to go through anything alone. Now, we may have to go through some processes we don't like. Amen?
Oh, yes.
Or when my paper stack was just unbelievably thick to go to the DMV, I was like, the only thing I know that you could ask for is the president's signature. We have this paper, this paper, this paper, this paper. And Amy got it all organized and got it all ready. And we got it all together. Amy has such a sweet spirit. She even dealt with the dealership that I had just about lost all of my Christian courage. And so, getting it all together, and we got it all together and went there. There's some processes we don't like. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I love my boy Michael, and he doesn't understand some processes. But there's some things he does understand. He came in and he counted how many people were working. And he counted how many stands there were for them to take the electronic test. And then he wanted to hold my ticket that you come in. And I helped him, let him push them. And he got the ticket. And I was just like, about 3 or 4 times, as we sat there for that length of time, I said, we cannot lose this ticket or they will not help us. You know? And because he was playing with it, making airplanes, and I was just like, "Oh, I hope they'll let us put the pieces back together." But he didn't rip it. He was just messing with it. And I had the fear of the process. That means I had to go push that button again and wait more. if you mess up that ticket, because they scanned your ticket. And then we got in front of the lady to help us, and he read every sign. He said, no cell phones, this. and then I think the girl may have gotten tired of him a little bit, but she was very kind. And she goes, well, what's your name? And he said, Michael. And she goes, you could see that look in her eye, and she asked him to spell his name, and he did. And I said, yeah.
Amen.
I said, yeah, he gets as smart as for my wife.
That's
the only chance he's got, amen? And you say, oh, Brother Wright, there's some good things that he's promised to us. And he's promised to the house of Israel. And he's promised. There's some promises you can read and say, Lord, if you promised it to them, does that include me? But you know what? Can I tell you something? There's some things that when he died for you and me and rose again for you and me, he gave us some promises. Not because he had to, but because he loves us. Amen? We can't earn salvation. I'm so thankful today that we can't earn it, because I would never be able to earn it. And truthfully, no one would be.
Nope.
Because we're sinful. Amen? All of us. And you say, Brother Ray, at the end of this verse, and to the house of Judah. Boy, I'm so thankful. Hey, there's some promises. Amen. As we're faithful and we love the Lord and we do what we're supposed to do. Amen. And show up and be in our place. Amen. And minister. Amen. I'm looking forward to team class starting up this week. And kids club. Amen. Boy, that's why I was pushing, Sister Sue, because I want all of our buses ready. Amen. Because I know with the weather and stuff, we may have one that may have to be parked. Amen. Unless I break another seat. I don't know. So I jumped in there. Sorry. You don't understand. I was in a hurry and threw myself in the seat, and I broke the seat. And then I had to tell two of my drivers. I was like, I broke your seat. I said, and so, but we're thankful. Amen. But I want us to see this. And you say, well, Brother Ray, what's your last point?
Amen.
Because I'm ready to go to the house. Amen. But verse 15. In those days, at that time, will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. Now, can I tell you something? See, some of us are too busy trying to do a job we're not supposed to do. It's not my job to make the DMV people do their job. It's not my job to make anybody else obey God.
Right.
It is our responsibilities as Christians, born-again believers, to do our best between us and the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if there's a problem between us and the Lord, it is not Him. It is us.
Amen.
And if we disagree with the Word of God, amen,
come on,
there's going to be a problem.
Amen.
It's just that simple. But I hope that you see here the branch of righteousness growing unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. Boy, David had a job to do, but not everybody can be David. Amen?
Man.
But you can be who God wants you to be. Not all of us can be nursery workers. Amen?
Amen.
Not all of us can tickle the ivories like we have several people.
Amen.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, but some of us can all work together. We have some room in the choir. Amen.
Yeah.
We have some room in some Sunday school classrooms. Amen. We've got some spunky young people that come on our transportation. Amen.
Amen.
We've got a family on our bus that was out sick. Amen. And so pray for Thomas and his brothers. I love them to death. Amen. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. We all can't do certain things, but there's some things we can't do together. Amen. Maybe you could be another voice in the choir, another special singer. Amen. Be prepared. Have your song ready. Amen. And rehearsed and ready. To give your best to the Lord. Amen. And you say, well, Brother Ray, as we finish today, I know it's been kind of dry this morning, but I want you to see this. Are we doing our best service today for the Lord? Are you doing your best service for the Lord? And I know that some days we do better. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Moore, Sister Moore, I dreaded going to the DMV. I said, I get to start off my day this way.
Yeah.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, there's some things that I like to do more than others. DMV and go to the dentist or, you know. There's not a dentist watching. He is just offended. He or she's just been offended. But are we doing our best service today? Now I'm going to ask you, over the last 6 days since last Sunday, have we done our best service every day? And I wish I could tell you that every day I did my best. But I'm going to tell you, we fall short. And all we can do is learn and grow close to the Lord and say, Lord, next time I meet that challenge, help me to be wiser. Help me to be more listening to the Holy Spirit. Help me to control what I say and what I do. Amen. Help me to do my best. Amen.
Man.
As we were working on the one bus and doing the seat, we were crawling underneath there, and I was bolting it all together, and, you know, we were working together, and somebody with a need, and we wouldn't help this week. And, you know, isn't it wonderful that we get that opportunity? You know, and I pray, the Lord, give us opportunities as Christians, as a church, to meet the need. And then somebody called yesterday, and they needed some food baskets, and said, could we bring them to your church, and then they'll be dispersed from here. I said, absolutely. Hey, I want people to get help. Amen?
Amen.
And sometimes we have to meet their physical needs for them to see their spiritual needs.
That's right.
Amen? And so, and you say, well, Brother Ray, I want you to see that we're not by ourselves. But I want you to see in Jeremiah 33:3. That's my favorite verse. Amen.
Amen.
Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great mighty things which thou knowest not. Think. God's got good things and He's ready to show us some things. And boy, I'm excited. Amen. And you know what? Sometimes we forget where we've been.
Mm-hmm.
And some people haven't been with us long enough to have been there. I remember 8 years ago when we started Kids Club. And boy, it was interesting at best.
Amen.
I mean, there our 6-7 people were trying to handle 30 kids, 18 to 30 kids. And boy, just thank the Lord. Amen. And I remember that year having some challenges. The Lord brought those challenges back to my mind. And He says, see, the devil, he isn't going to give up his tricks.
Right.
Amen. As we start a teen class. Amen. Brother Moore, I don't want you and your wife to be sick. I don't want your children to be sick. I don't want you to have financial difficulties. But the devil's going to come after you.
Amen. Yep.
And I'm going to tell you, if you're doing anybody in our church doing anything for the cause of Christ, the devil's going to come after you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And he may not use new tricks. And I was amazed, Brother Moore, that I could go back and almost recount the same tricks that he did. Our church was doing well, and we were trying to rebuild, and I'll never forget. And we had some bumps along the way, amen?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, Brother James? Now when I walk into teen class, and I walk into our youth program, I'm starting to see kids that started in our junior class.
Yep.
In Kids Club. So it's worth it.
Yes.
Now, I understand we're going to have some frozen days, Dad.
Yeah.
Working on buses. We're going to have difficulties. We're going to have problems. We're going to lose keys. We're going to smash fingers. We're going to have things. And I don't want that for anyone. Amen? But I'm going to tell you, if you live for the Lord, but you know one way to get relief? One of the ways is to give in to Satan and he stops.
Mm-hmm.
But stop is not the same as God giving you a victory.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Victory is when God says, even though in this situation, I'm still God, and Satan has to take second step. Amen.
Right.
Hey, I'm trying to encourage us this morning. Hang with
me.
We're almost done. But think about this. Help me with this. I'm going to tell you, we're going to go through some difficulties. And it's not shocking me, Sister Moore, that our church is going to go through some things. People are going to be sick. People are going to be out. I've determined in my mind, just like I determined 8 years ago, that it's worth the fight.
Yes.
Because when we stop fighting sin, we will be overtaken by sin.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you, there are some teenagers that need us. And you say, well, Brother Ray, let the churches in the nice neighborhoods do it. But what about our kids in our neighborhood?
Yeah, come on.
We're right here. Why are we saying let them?
Come on.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm not against any other church. I don't have a problem with any other church helping us in our community. But we need to do our part. And we are. Amen?
Yes.
Amen? Hey, boy, I'm telling you, I sent somebody a picture of our bus yesterday, Brother James. Guess what? And they said, boy, that's nice. And I said, yeah, that's awesome. We just got it plated. But you know what? I remember there was a time when we had the red van, and I said, Brother Moore, with Kids Club, I says, we don't have any money. So we started praying. We started saving. And we bought the Mary Hoffman bus. We bought that bus from FBC. They didn't even know they had it. It had gotten impounded from the city churches. And they got it and retrieved it, and they were selling it because they didn't have a use for it. And they were trying to get themselves together. And they sold it to us, and we had bug painted. Amen? And boy, then we had the red van and that. And they were both running and both coming in with people.
Yep.
Amen?
Yeah.
On Wednesday night for Kids Club. Boy, wouldn't it be wonderful if you somebody would step up and say, hey, I'll help. Amen? I'll ride on the bus. I'll drive. I'll help. Amen? Wouldn't it be wonderful if somebody would get that vision of faithfully serving the Lord there. Amen? And I'm not just saying that just because I'm praying that way. Amen? But I'm just trying to tell you in Jeremiah 33, all upon Him. Amen? He's got what we need. Amen? He knows. But please, please, don't be asking Him for something. But then tell Him no.
Come on.
But don't just tell Him yes and then not do it.
Right.
Just to think you can get what you want. Our God can't be manipulated.
Nope.
But He sure can be hurt by His children.
Yeah.
Including me. And you say, Brother Ray, we finished. Mr. Has come to the piano and sing. I know that you have some bad things that have happened to you. I'm going to tell you, if you don't stand close. It'll rub off on you. Amen? But I will tell you this, you don't have to go alone. God will meet our needs, amen? He's never left our church down, amen? Now, sometimes I've let it down. And I'm so thankful for our church family that faithfully gives, faithfully prays, faithfully helps each other, amen? Greets each other, helps each other, amen? That's what we ought to do, amen?
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you something. We're all going to have some hard things that come our way. But there are some good things, amen? I hope that you had something you could praise the Lord for this week, amen? And you know, if you haven't praised Him, shame on me. Shame on me when I don't give Him credit, amen? Hey, I was thinking 8 years ago, how God's been so good to us, amen? I remember to my great father-in-law, I remember walking around that old bus and taking people up there, and they said, you're going to buy this? And Bug painted that thing up, and it looks beautiful.
Yep.
But you know what makes it beautiful? Is on Wednesday nights and on Sunday mornings when it comes in and has people that wouldn't be able to come to church any other way. There's a young man that's going to be a help to our church. His name is Thomas. A young youth group. We got to reach. Time is short. And I'm going to tell you there's some bad things, but I'm so thankful there's some good things coming our way. Amen. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you we're going to have some trials. We're going to have disadvantages because of the world we live in. But I'm so thankful that Jesus can bring good things to His children.
Right.
He's not limited by the devil, but yet we can get so sidetracked by him. As we stand to our feet, dear Jesus,